Hello, CITR is what you're listening to. 101.9 FM. You heard some Duffy and the Doubters, some Chad Van Galen, some Rock Plaza Central, and some Luyas in... maybe I play more than that. Some Luyas, that's the first... that's the last four songs you heard. Luyas from Montreal, Rock Plaza Central from Toronto, Chad Van Galen, Alberta, somewhere. Duffy and the Doubters from here and there. And before that, I played some Toronto Horse and some Red Hot Icicles on Fire. Both those bands are playing tomorrow night at the Cobalt as part of the Tirana Horse CD release party happening at the Cobalt on Main and Union, I think. It's very close to the bridge terminal thing that you can go to. You know where it is. Okay, so that's pretty much it for me this week. Next week, I believe... Pizza Sub is going to be playing. They have been wanting to be on the show a few times, and the sickness and all these other things got in the way. I believe next week Pizza Sub will be playing live in studio, maybe at 9 o'clock, first thing to start off the show, because of music waste. Pizza Sub might just play to start, and then I might put on some reruns so I can go down the street and listen and enjoy some music waste. So who knows? So tune in early if you want to catch the live music. So now I am going to play for you a rerun of a set by the band Grey Empire that happened back in early May. This is As It Happened back then on CITR 101.9 FM. Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Right now, we have live in studio, Grey Empire.
Yeah. that you got don't mean a whole lot. And the things that you don't feel real like by your loss of experiences in there, that's all you got. So to be something right, you can't cause you can't.
Empire on CITR live in studio. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going great.
It's going great. Thanks for coming out. Do you want to maybe introduce yourself to Radio Land?
Mark, go ahead.
Absolutely. My name is Mark. I play bass and some guitar.
I'm Rob. I play some bass and some guitar also and sing. And I'm Tom, and I play drums.
And we're Grey Empire.
Grey Empire. Is Grey Empire a reference to some sort of like a book? Or it feels like it is, but I could have looked it up, but I didn't.
Well, it's kind of the title of a painting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean...
Whose painting?
It could be anything. Camila Rose Garcia. She's from California, Los Angeles, yeah. California. I really enjoy her title. She has really great titles, yeah. and her work's great, too.
And what kind of, is it like just a, it's a oil painting of like a scene, or is it pretty surreal, abstract, or?
It's pretty, pretty surreal. Some of the imagery in her paintings are really quite bizarre. A lot of droplets, a lot of, it's, I don't know.
Oh, I love that's,
Yeah, it's pretty hard. They're fairly dark. A lot of her paintings. Right. Yeah.
So do you find that like the music, your music is pretty dark? That's why it works. Or?
Yeah.
Just because you're in Vancouver.
Yeah.
They say that should be the name of the city.
Yeah, Gray seems to describe Vancouver.
Just recently, anyway. I remember a couple of years ago that summer started back in early April. I don't know. Was it last summer or was it the year before? I don't even remember, but. I remember being, this is totally off topic now, just now that it's been so, people are complaining so much about it, but just that, I remember back in May, maybe just two summers ago, where I'm like, oh my God, it's only the end of May, I feel like it's been summer for 2 months already. It was a really hot one. Anyways, off topic.
I think it's always like wishful thinking,
yeah.
To kind of get through the gray days.
I think the key is not planning for summer too early, and then it's a pleasant surprise when it comes.
Yeah, for sure. I heard on the radio though it's the most disappointing spring since 51 years ago.
Yeah, that's what they said. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's and you think these records are hard to break broken because it's Vancouver. It seems normal, but anyways, going back to your band, how what is the history of the band?
We formed in December of 2009.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Tom were jamming for a while together. We were at Crescent Heights. We had a show,
right?
6 years ago on the radio on the show. Hell yeah!
So is this the new band, or is this like a side branch?
It's kind of the new band, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything that I feel like translated into this style mm-hmm. has been tossed into this
style. And Crescent Heights was a bit mellower.
Yeah, definitely.
Correctly, so.
Yeah, we're going to play So Unfortunate later. It's actually a song I realized I played it on here 6 years ago, in a different version.
What gave rise to the change? You just taste the music changes, or you just want to do something different?
I think I just kind of got, sort of tired of this, I don't know. I
remember your Craigslist post said that you were looking for a more... energetic, electric,
More of a live
to play in.
Yeah, I find like I just wanted to have more fun when I was playing live. It wasn't fun enough in that band. Like I liked the music, and I feel like I was happy to present it to people. I felt like it was good, but I didn't think it was fun to play.
No way. So, that's no good.
Yeah. It's just good to, you know.
Because, if you're playing music, you're probably not making money from it.
No.
So if it's not fun, then what's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta love it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's probably the truth. So but now you're having fun.
Yeah, for sure. It's been really good. We've been playing a lot more with this band. It's more of a live band, and...
When did we start playing? I think it was like the summer of 2010?
June.
Yeah, it was in June. I remember I just came back from... Yeah.
June 2010, played a few shows.
Cobalt.
And then spent some time in the studio. Actually just finished our first EP, released it in February of this year.
Nice. Yeah, actually those three songs we played are from the EP.
Right.
Just so everyone knows.
Was it released like on a CD, or is it online, or how did it...
We pressed it to a CD.
Oh, nice.
Had a case and all that jazz.
Bandcamp.
And we have it online, too. We have it on Bandcamp, grayempire.bandcamp.com, and you can... It's one of those pay what you want sort of things.
Right.
So.
And it's gray with an E, right?
Gray with an
E. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Because, I don't know, why did you weigh in on that? It's E.
the English
D-R-E.
Yeah.
E-Y.
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't know. I've never done it with it, but anyways. It looks weird when it's 8, but anyways.
Yeah, it does. I think that's why people... anyways, so go ahead.
Yeah, Grey Empire is all ease and noise in it. Yeah. Do you guys want to play a few more songs and we'll come back and chat a bit more?
Sure. Yeah, sure. The next two are actually new that we've written since the EP. It was kind of cool coming out of the studio. When you spend so long in the studio, it's like you don't get a chance to write any new stuff. So we've just been writing a lot since we got out and playing a lot. So next couple are new.
Woo! Yeah.
Tonight.
just lost a bit. And you've got nowhere to go.
CITR. So the last three songs were all newish?
The last one wasn't, that was a really old one, but the other two were, yeah.
Nice. Was a really old one on the EP, or no?
No.
Just like, yeah, that classic. One was actually skipped. That one was used to be a Crescent Heights song.
Ah, okay.
That we kind of hauled over from Rob's project. Okay.
Was that the one you played on the show 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I think maybe we didn't, though. I don't know. It was a long time ago.
Right. Okay. Nice. So the album, when you were saying that the EP, it was nice to write new songs and play new songs, did it take a while to record, or?
Jeez, it seemed like it took.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so tough, like, kind of getting out of our element of, like, just jamming and having fun, and then all of a sudden, like, hunkering down and having to deal with, like, just seven songs, and getting locked into a room and just, like, you know, making sure that they all sounded perfect, and it was such a draining sort of experience. I mean, it was a great experience, but it was...
how long did it take? Well, seven songs is actually quite a... Well, it's on the long side of an EP.
It's, like it's a medium-long EP.
Yeah.
It's like a novella.
It's an AMP.
No, we say it was long and arduous, but really we worked with an awesome producer named Matt Gauthier. He was in town. Unfortunately, has moved back to TDOT, but he made it really good for all of us.
Yeah, he was good enough that we were willing to go down there if we want to do any more records. We would like to work with him if we can.
What made him so good? Just he like, does he understand what you guys are trying to do?
Or, yeah, he kind of had the same vision. Like he used a lot of the bands. As reference points, bands that I like to listen to, he used them as reference points for a lot of our sound. So
I think it was a really good combination of like him being really technically savvy, like knowing, mm-hmm. you know, just by hearing, you know, some of the tracks, like he knew what needed to be improved on it. But on top of that, he just kind of like knew how to deal with people, I guess, like socially, because I mean, like when you're doing
a really small room.
Yeah, and I mean that's
gonna, good. Yeah.
Sometimes it.
So he's like, is it good enough to like give you constructive advice, but without being, you know,
yeah, without, like an ass without or you whatever, biting anyone's head off.
Yeah, yeah, right. That's good. No, that's an art.
Totally.
That, yeah. Totally. And how did you find him? Was it just?
Well, he kind of knew that we were ready to record, and he'd. He'd been a semi-fan of the band over the past, you know, little while, and he half approached us and said, "Hey, I know you guys are looking to record. I really like your band. Listen to some of my stuff. Let's do something." Oh, so it was nice. Like 2 weeks later, we were in the studio. It was good.
Oh, nice. Okay. And you got a couple of songs. And any plans on, well, it's summertime. Any plans on going outside of Vancouver, doing some shows maybe? Or just going outside, travel,
for yeah,
private purposes.
Yeah, well, we're pretty excited to spend the summer in Vancouver, yeah, and try to play a little more around town. And then maybe like August-ish, we're thinking of hitting the road and doing a bit of a run out, mm-hmm, towards Calgary. Rob's from Medicine Hat, so right, we think it'd be fun to get out that way. Yeah. And yeah, but in the meantime, we have a show on Saturday night, actually.
Yeah, this Saturday.
We're playing at the Princeton Pub at Powell and Victoria.
Oh, nice.
We're gonna Princeton Pub at Powell.
Princeton Pub at Powell and Victoria. We're playing, yeah, playing with our friend. Sorry, playing with our friend's band, Philosoraptor, yeah, and a couple other bands, Desaboda, and a couple other guys.
Yeah, it should be fun.
So yeah, Saturday night, only $5 cover. Should be good.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Colorful neighborhood.
Yeah, it's a neighborhood. It's kind of easy to get to. You just got to go on Hastings and slalom there, and I guess you just walk down from about Victoria-ish, yeah, or something, yeah, like that. Yeah,
it's yeah, yeah.
And then there's a bus actually that goes on Powell number 7.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be driving my car that night.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Our jam space is literally right across the street too, yeah, so that'll be good.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. Nice. That's, yeah, that's a good benefit of it. And anything else coming up? Just that one show for a while.
Got a show in June.
June, yeah, we're going to play June 10th at Joe's apartment on Granville Street. Okay. It's one of the bigger Granville, oh, right, bars. They're starting to have shows there. So.
Oh, yeah, are they?
So, check that out. Apparently the sound is really awesome.
Have you been into it? I saw it for the first time, like, ever last week, just in the daytime.
Yeah, I've never been there.
Yeah, I haven't been inside yet. I've heard good things.
It looks like a mega bar from the, yeah, outside, but yeah, all
like
the bands,
Granville bar, for sure. Yeah.
All the bands we've heard that have played there said, "Oh, the sound is really awesome. It's, yeah, totally worth playing there." And yeah, we're excited about it.
Oh, sounds good. Sounds good. Yeah, and you got a website going on, the
gray-empire.com
is our official site, but we also, you know, do everything like everybody else. Facebook.com/grayempire, myspace.com/grayempireband.
And then you got Bandcamp, and you got, yeah, everything.
The list goes,
yeah,
on.
Yeah, there's a billion different sort of websites to sign your band up on.
We don't have a Twitter yet, though.
Yeah,
we're, no,
sure. We've been doing okay without whoring ourselves out to that so far.
Just, yeah, I don't have a personal Twitter either. Do you guys?
No. I think I had one.
Well, like, if you guys have one, like, which one of you guys would be the one that has the most to say about their things?
That's a great question.
I guess I'm usually the one who always updates this stuff.
He's really good with Photoshop.
But the thing about, like for things like MySpace or your website, you know, you only update when it's something huge, like, not huge, but, you know, like, we have a show coming up or, yeah, we're recording something. But for Twitter, it's almost like, I'm watching TV. This is great. This, you know, like, just minor things that you tweet about. You don't, but at the same time, you don't want it to be, you know, like, it's a, Twitter is tough because you're supposed, it's like the middle ground where you want to put in a lot of stuff, but you don't want it to be mundane.
Yeah. Do you have a Twitter? Here's your chance to plug your Twitter.
I have a Twitter, but it's, I don't really post much on it. If I see something really crazy in the streets or something, I would mention it or just.
Or you eat a really good sandwich.
Yeah, I would totally do that. But I haven't had a really good sandwich in a long time.
That's a shame.
I know, it is a shame. I kind of, yeah. Yeah, that's sad. It's like the only reason for a sandwich is
maybe when Twitter, when the summer weather hits.
Yeah,
maybe you'll have a good sandwich.
Yeah, yeah, but something crazy. Usually I complain a lot about the bus being late. I think that.
That's a good one. Yeah,
it's like why do I think this time around the bus will be on time? Basically, comes down to. But anyways, Grey Empire live on CITR, and you guys got more songs for us.
How much time do we have?
You got about 20 minutes. Tons of time.
20 minutes.
We'll play. Yeah, you can jam away if you want.
You want to do another two after me?
We'll see.
Cool.
Okay. This next one's called Worn Shoes. It's also on our EP.
Whoa. What was that? Trying for a long time to get it right. I've been trying for a long time to get it right. But you continue to go out of your way to know me.
gun to way down in the end. 2, 3, 4, I can die anymore. 1, 2, 3, 4, I can die anymore.
Called You and Your Violence, and we're gonna add a song called The Lookout.
Oldie but a goodie.
Yep, an oldie but a goodie. Did you get, yeah. You ready?
Thank you.
She's got electricity is coming up. Last song. Right, guys? Last song.
I need a face, cause I'm going downtown. My mind is clear, but I'm spinning round and round in a funny little way. No thought to say.
Vancouver, you are now listening to